Madam Chair, Director General, dear colleagues, unfortunately we are living in the age of dangers. There are more and more wars and armed conflicts going on in the world. Threat of terror has been increasing. Extreme ideologies are being spread around. As a consequence of all these, there are more and more people who are forced to leave their homes. After 12 years of increase, there are 120 million, more than 120 million in the world, who are living as refugees. In this case, I do believe that there are two important aspects we have to put into consideration. First, we have to strengthen the operation of UNHCR in order to ensure that the taking care of refugees is appropriate. And on the other hand, we have to strengthen the respect towards international law, through which we can avoid the outbreak of further massive illegal migratory waves, and we can avoid the security and stability of countries being put at risk. I'm ready to report to you, Mr. Director General, that that Hungary is ready to take its fair share in both aspects. So let me report to you the following regarding UNHCR. UNHCR has been operational in Hungary for 35 years now. The regional representation for Central Europe and the Global Service Center altogether employ 660 employees, and the Hungarian government is ready to continue to provide you with all necessary circumstances in order to be successfully operational. On the other hand, we are teaming up with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees as the rotating presidency of the European Union to tackle the issue of statelessness globally, given the fact that statelessness is one of the most significant reasons which make people to leave their homes. On the other hand, when it comes to international law, there is a very clear distinction between refugees and migrants. Unfortunately, nowadays, the expression and the legal status of refugees are being usually misused, which is a pretty dangerous phenomenon. International law speaks very clearly that if someone is forced to leave his or her home, then he or she is entitled to stay temporarily on the territory of the first safe country. But international law does not speak about the right to stay on the second, third, fifth, or tenth safe country. Therefore, violating a border between two safe countries cannot be considered as a human rights issue. Let me give you the Hungarian example. We are under double pressure, migration and refugees. And in order to tackle these two challenges, we have spent more than 2 billion euros in the last years. On one hand, we have been living in the neighborhood of the war in Ukraine for almost 1,000 days. We have been receiving 1.4 million refugees. Those who stay, or as long as they stay, we are providing them with equal access to education and healthcare. We have been carrying out the largest ever humanitarian operation of the history of Hungary. And we are ready to continue to help the refugees from Ukraine as long as it is needed. But on the other hand, we are protecting the external border of the European Union at our southern border on the busiest migratory route of the continent. In the last three and a half years, we have stopped 500,000 illegal migrants. Those wanting to violate our border have shown no respect to our laws and regulations and have been attacking our policemen and border guards. This is a clear violation of our sovereignty as well. So therefore, being under such a double pressure, I'd like to state, Mr. Director General and Madam Chair, that Hungary is committed to continue to protect its borders, continue to stick to our own sovereign right to make our decision on our own, whom we allow to enter the territory of the country and whom we do not allow, with whom we are ready to live together and with whom not. But in the meantime, I'd like to ensure you that we will continue to provide all necessary assistance to the refugees arriving from Ukraine, as long as it takes. But we are supporting all international initiatives which are aiming at reaching peace in Ukraine. Because reaching peace in Ukraine is the only way to save lives of people, among them Hungarians living in Ukraine, by the way. This is the only way to end suffering of the families of Ukraine. And this is the only one how to stop forcing people to leave their homes, thus becoming refugees. Because I still do believe that the best way to take care of the refugees is preventing people from becoming refugees. Thank you so much, and I'd like to repeat the Hungarian government's commitment to lend all our support to the Budapest operations of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for successful operation. Thank you very much.